A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
And in Mind Your Business, we check out the SME sector here in Singapore. After all, it powers half our economy and hires about 70% of our people. Now, what are the values that have been passed down and need to be passed down when it comes to running a family business? How different is it than running commercial public corporations? And does an ownership mentality hinder or aid the business, you reckon? We'll find out from Jesha Loy, who is Director of Branding and Market Development at Yakun. Jesha, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
I got to say, I'm a wee bit disappointed there's no coffee for us this morning, but I've had my cuppa, so not to worry.
The rain did us in.
Oh dear. But thanks for coming, despite the crazy conditions. So what do you think? What are the values that have to be passed down from generation to generation when it comes to running a business?
Okay, it's a combination of many factors. Different things for different companies will take different proportions. I think for ourselves, through the years, ownership is a big thing. And ownership also comes up as one of the principles in stewardship family business, because I find that it's essential for stewardship, because when you have ownership, you have the sense of responsibility, the sense of long-term planning, and yet, you know, you care for the employees, the team that you have right in front of you. So there is that short-term and long-term vision. And as you pass it on, invest in your people, that sense will carry them forward, that we are all part of this, you know, the family perspective and the unity in working together.
I think we might need some help with definitions, though.
Sure.
Ownership might not necessarily just mean legally you own the entity, right?
Yes,
there's
yeah.
also how much effort and how much vested interest do you have in the company, and that yeah. can extend beyond legality.
Absolutely. Yeah. My dad always likes to say that, absolutely. Ownership does not just mean shareholding.
Legally,
but that sense where he always says, like, the office. It's the office. We spend as much time in the office as at home, right?
If not
nowadays.
More, sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. So we have to own the office as our own bedroom. You know, if you see litter in your bedroom, you'll pick it up, right? But if you see litter in the office, do you just leave it there and hope someone else does it? So it's that kind of responsibility where it is yours. And the project that you hit, or the cup of coffee that you make, you know, it has your brand, your signature on it. And so that's what we mean by ownership too.
Right. And also stewardship. Help us out with that. Stewardship mm-hmm. is the safeguarding of the entity per se?
Yeah, okay. So stewardship is a pretty big word to wrap your mind around it, but I would put it in terms of being responsible, keeping it close to your heart, and yet also being willing to plan ahead for it, make difficult decisions for it, and then pass it on someday. So it's that kind of safeguarding and yet nurturing as well.
I'm finding these days, I think businesses all want that, that their employees, that their staff, that their people have a sense of ownership in the company and what they're doing. Mm. Also have a sense of stewardship in, say, perhaps training the next employee who's coming around, or juniors for that matter.
Yeah.
Are there challenges, though, running a business in this regard?
There will always be challenges. It's a matter of how we deal with them. Some challenges would come in the form of maybe imparting the principles, because I mean, maybe we will impart it in some way, but maybe it'll be picked up in a different way. So what we always try to engage in is a day-to-day basis. Every little decision that we make, every conversation that we have, some of these nuggets of values has to be dropped in, because there is no like, let's gather everybody and we'll do a one-time seminar and we expect it to last the whole year. There's just no way it can do that. So it's in the daily decision-making, in the conversations, how we impart a long-term vision, like the decision that we make has to impact not just today, tomorrow, but, you know, down the road. And then further on, how does it translate down all the way to the staff? All the way to the frontline staff. They are the ones, you know, in the trenches, facing customers day to day, long hours. But how do we impart some of that to them? And if they can even pick up some of it, I think I'll be very, very pleased with that.
Sounds like it might be a time-consuming endeavor, though, to sort of try to impart some kind of handing down of values and inculcating that in a day-to-day situation.
Right. So the way to do it is to just infuse it in everything we do, you know, in our business, our meetings, the way we address difficulties in the way we tackle problems. It's just the way, it's infused in our daily conversations. And when that is done, it's just picked up along the way and it accumulates, you know, over time.
Detractors of this theory will say, of course, it's easy for an owner of a business to feel ownership for the business.
Sure.
And say his descendants. How then can we instill that in somebody who isn't part of the legal definitions of owning the business.
Very interesting.
Who's just an employee, really?
I think it benefits everybody. It's a win-win for all. It has to start from the top, though. I mean, there's no way that an employee will embrace that if the owners are, you know, short-termed or snatch-and-grab kind of perspective. But at the lower, I mean, at the manager or middle management level, they have seen the value. They have seen the benefits of it. They have embraced it as well. And it works for the whole family. As a culture, for the whole company, it works. As a mindset, as a principle, it works. And so it is something that we believe in and we buy into, we believe in, and then we propagate. In fact, we have employees who have been with us for 15, 17 years. This is the bulk of their career. And they have then imparted it on to juniors, to people they're training. It's kind of nice because it's at the end of the day, yes, we are a family business. We are a family-run business, a family-owned business. We have, but there's a family feel as well in the company. And I think that helps and it works for some of our employees. They do like that very much.
What else do you think you've done differently from other companies that's instilled this in the employees who've stayed with you decades? I'm not sure you could say, having not, say, a lot of experience in other companies.
Yeah, well, from the little I know, I think a lot of it is still the developing of human capital, the development of human resources. So those who have stayed with us, or even those who are new but show potential, there's a lot of training involved. Because being a small company, you are not compartmentalized into just one department. You have a year on, let's say you're in operations, you have a year on marketing, you have a year on business development. So it gives everybody who works in a small SME a holistic view, not a cross-sectional view, but a holistic view of the whole company and how it works. Obviously, you need to be a subject matter expert on what you do. And so I think people like that. Those who have stayed with us have, you know, transferred departments, even set up businesses overseas for us, and then they have to take our values overseas. So that's, you know, ingrained in them first, and then you multiply the multiplying effect. Yeah, I mean, they have enjoyed it. I can't really compare myself favorably or unfavorably to other companies, but yeah, that's how I've seen them grow, and they still continue to grow, and it makes me very happy. It makes me very happy that they find fulfillment in what they do.
How do you think, though, other companies can emulate this? Let's say they haven't started like you have, where all employees have sort of an overall holistic view of the company, perhaps helped because of size or perhaps helped because you started to instill that right from the start. But say a company has a somewhat fragmented feel and would like to adopt some of the stewardship value and ownership value into their employees.
But every company is different. So their DNA is different. Maybe their mission and vision will be different. That's why we have to come back to principles. I think the principles is the soil, you know, the fertilizer. And then the rest, whatever plant, whatever fruit that produces, it just comes from the principles. So I hearken back to maybe some of the principles that were discussed at the stewardship family business principles. And a lot of it, there are seven of them, but I find that they're all applicable in different proportions for different companies.
And in some shape or form.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And different proportions too. So sometimes it can be about ownership. Some is not so much about ownership, but about long-term planning or succession planning. The essential is to internalize the principles and then apply it to your company in a way that is best fitting to yourself. Applying them in bite sizes so that it's digestible for everybody, both from all the way from the top down. And then infusing it into your daily work, infusing it into the daily decisions. Small changes will make a big difference over time.
So you mentioned it, Jesha, the Stewardship Asia, and they have highlighted seven stewardship principles. I think you've touched on most of them. To be driven by purpose, to be anchored by values, the ownership mentality, to integrate the short term and the long term, to expect changes, to be agile. There's also contributing to community. That's something Yakun believes in strongly as well.
Yes.
Tell us more.
Sure, yeah. So we pride ourselves as being a Singapore brand, a homegrown brand, a brand that people grew up with and a part of their daily lives. And so it is very essential for us to also be part of the community and plow back, you know, give back to the community. So we have done we've done projects, we have done collaborations, both with tertiary institutions, with homes, with hospitals. But for me, the essential is that we are plugged in about just every community, every corner. We have about 70 shops now, so, you know, just about every community. And it is those environments that we want to provide a conducive environment for people to have their coffee, to have conversations, to have a homely feel, a safe place to be at. And then as a company too, our projects have encompassed collaborating with customers to help different various projects like fostering children or Purple Parade, for example, or something like that. So yeah, we are very mindful of that. We don't actually adopt a big project every year. What we do is, as it comes, as the opportunity arises, we will be a part
and
of
something
it.
Meaningful. Absolutely. And you want to do your best.
It has to be collaborative. So it has to make sense for us, but also what we can do best is provide food. So very often it comes in coffee, toast, you know, and thank you to the supporters, to the volunteers, to the participants, something like that. Simple stuff.
So for family-owned business, top of mind tends to be succession.
Sure.
What's going to happen? How it's going to happen? I mean, do you want your kids to step into the fray at some point too?
I don't think they're in school now, so I don't think they're hearing this. But they're very young. They're 5. They're 3. I think it's
and
a lot
not
about
drinking coffee. Yet even,
I hope not. But more importantly, I think it's what they want. For me, growing up, it was Ya Kun, because I was in junior college when the business started to expand exponentially. So it was brought up very often at the dinner table. So I always joke that Kaya is in my blood because I keep hearing it and it became a natural progression. I can't say that for my kids. I don't know. Whatever it is, I just want them to be excellent in whatever they do. They do their very best. They work their very best. And if it's a business, great. If it's not, we can still talk about it. I can bring them to the shop more often. But whatever the case is, it's their choice. But I'm happy to say that they love Kaya Toast. So
excellent.
I think I'm on the right track. But either way, succession does not have to mean family. Succession can mean a good, a responsible individual to take over, to helm it. And so, yeah, I'm always open to anybody, as long as the values of the company and the ethos of the company maintains. I think that's what I'm most pleased about.
What was 2018 like for Ya Kun, Jesha? Biggest challenge you faced?
Yeah, I was pondering about I was reflecting on 2018 and looking back, and I think a lot of it comes down to people. Talent building and talent acquisition as well is one of the biggest challenges as an SME. And then upgrading as well.
Okay.
So yeah, you take in somebody third year in their career or young one or maybe mid-career, but how do you continue to upgrade them? And because as an SME, we are so small, every department has maybe 3 people, 2 people. So if you send them for like a week-long course, the poor junior has to double up or the poor head has to double up again. So I try to adopt this where every day we are trying to upgrade them through sharing of information or sharing of articles or just WhatsApp in a group chat, like an article for them to learn about upgrading. But yeah, I find that the tricky thing has always been attracting the right talent and then upgrading that same talent. So it comes down to people again.
It's nurturing them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What about 2019? You're hoping that will sort of sort itself out, or have you got
some things
in line?
Yeah, I do hope to improve. Now that I'm very, very aware of some of the issues, we hope to improve in that area. Of course, 2019, we will look into... 2019 is actually our 75th anniversary.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so...
Gramps.
Yeah, I mean, also tied into our dear bicentennial as well. So it'll be a very busy year marketing-wise. And when marketing-wise, it always translates into operations and staff and everything like that. But that's obviously the front-facing. The back-facing is still nurturing our team, nurturing our company, building it from ground up as well. Our human capital has to be strong. Our vision has to be clear. And moving forward, I think, we're excited to celebrate the 75th anniversary and everything that entails to that. But we also want to convey in a way that is meaningful. 75 is a long time, and we hope to continue and to stay in Singapore. But to then communicate that and then to celebrate that with our customers, celebrate that with Singapore, takes a bit of curation.
Mm.
And so we look forward to that.
And we look forward to speaking to you, say, in another 25 years when you do your centenary.
Yakun.com
is where you can find them. We've been speaking with Jesha Loy, who is Director of Branding and Market Development of Ya Kun. Jesha, thanks so much.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.